right, thank you. And with that, we will move back to the regular calendar, item six, which is the presentation of our semi-annual disability retirement report. And I'm going to look left to our acting CEO.
Yeah, I was trying to decide if I should walk around and go sit over there, but I'll just stay here.
Stay where you are.
So this is our semi-annual disability retirement report. It's providing information for some of the previous years, but the new information is for 23 up until June 30th, 2023. So on page two, you can see the disability applications that we have accepted. So these are accepted by staff, not necessarily approved. You can see for 23 that so far this year, there have been 11 total. Comparing it to last year at the same time, we were at 12. So we're trending in about the same rate that we saw for 22. The non-service connected disability, right now we are at zero, where last year we were at three. And then moving on to page three, this breaks up the applications by employer. And the main thing to note for this year, Santa Ramon Valley Fire is showing two at this point, and at the same point last year, a year ago, they were at four. So we've seen a decrease from Santa Ramon Valley Fire, and the county has a slight decrease. Last year they were at 10 and are now at 6. And then the bottom portion is showing the county departments. So we take the applications received by the county, those six, and break them up by department. The only significance when comparing to the same time last year is that last year we had two from Public Works, and this year we have zero. Moving on to page four, this chart is letting us know what the total disabilities filed by type are. There's not a lot of change for this compared to last year, very similar. Going to page five, it's the type of disability by injury and illness by each of the employers. And then you can dig into the county departments by flipping to page six. And those are very similar to last year, except at the county departments, you'll see that there is now zero for the public works, as I mentioned previously. The final slide of the packet, page seven, is a newer one that we started a year ago, and it's providing the applications received within the sheriff's and the fire departments. Employers. Comparing those to the previous year, the data is very similar. You'll see the service range for the sheriff went down to four instead of eight last year, but the service range high is still the same. The average service is almost exactly the same as previous years, and the applications accepted are within five of each other. So not a huge amount of change there. And with that, are there any questions?
Any questions for Christina on the semi-annual disability report thus far? I'm not seeing any.
Okay.
Looks like you.
Yeah.
On page five, I'm probably one of the people that tends to point out increased numbers, and I think it's noteworthy the decreased numbers on MSK applications from the Santa Ramon Valley Fire and also from Contra Costa County. Do we have any basis on which to make a judgment about why those have dropped? I'm not saying increase them. This is a number that's very nice to see go down, but that's a significant decrease from Santa Ramon from seven to one, zero.
I don't have information about Contra Costa County, but Santa Ramon Valley Fire, after our last report, we had seen somewhat of an increase from them. So I did speak with them, and they were putting different ergonomic things into place. We were finding that there were some injuries occurring in the gym, so they were working on making some of the working out activities they do. They were working very closely with their workers' comp provider to come in and review their workspace and see how they could make it a safer workspace.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's an excellent improvement. And we did note before that surprising numbers seem to be from training and from, you know, working out that we were not seeing at on the job, actually. I mean, I understand it's OJT, but that they were not on a work site. Instead, it was in the gym.
Yes.
So whatever they're doing, good for them.
All that differential was 22.
Pardon me?
All in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I just will make one final note that the next report you see like this will be for the full year. And in that report, we'll be adding something related to rehabilitation efforts. So we do have a policy where we do continued testing of our members that are under 50 years old and if they're still disabled. And so there will be some statistics in that report where you'll see which of those members, how many there are, which of those were maybe able to go back to work if that's possible or reconfirm to still be permanently disabled.
So I guess I hadn't maybe previously appreciated that beyond the statistical breakdowns that were provided, that there's that there's an interactive management piece to this. You indicated the discussions with San Ramon Valley. So is that part of the program? Is that we institutionally try to manage that risk in terms of reaching out to employers and talking about either injury history or application history that suggests X, Y, or Z? I mean, I guess I hadn't really thought about it beyond the statistical data that we get presented and look at it and look for trends and so on. But are we actively managing that? Is that what I'm
I wouldn't say sensing? It's an institutional thing. If I recognize something occurring in the applications, then I will try to be proactive in reaching out to an employer to see if they are also seeing what I'm seeing. It's not that I'm going to go and tell them to change anything they're doing, but just to make sure that they have the same knowledge I have, and then they can act on that knowledge if they would like to.
And so for the retirement services manager position, this is an attribute of that position that would... Well, I shut mine off, but
I don't see any. Yeah, that one.
I'm actually on.
Okay.
I inadvertently. Pressure button real quick, see if it works. Yeah, you're good. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, that concludes item six then, and if there are no more questions or